Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning. Thank you for listening to Word of Eternal Life, broadcast from WCNO 89.9 every Monday at 5:30 a.m. And you can also go to the archives and open up the dates and look up the messages. Today we're going to continue from the study of the ministries of Jesus Christ from Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. In verse 37 and onwards, it reads like, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned." See, this is the word of Jesus Christ. It is very powerful that when we think about it, he's saying that by your own word, the word we speak, we are going to be justified. If we speak the things, those things will be judged before God. Whatever we say, "and by thy words thou shalt be condemned," we can be justified to be righteous, or we can be condemned by our own words. See, the word you speak has the power to turn everything around. So Jesus is saying, when we speak about, he speaks about the good fruits and the bad fruits, and good thoughts and bad thoughts, which is coming out of human's heart, has a punishment. If the fruits of the tree is bad, the farmer or the owner of the tree will cut the tree and replace. So same way, God is the owner. God let the tree grow, continue, and give that opportunity until the people can be changed by listening to the word of God. Next verse in 38, Matthew, "Then a certain scribe and a Pharisee answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee." We would see a sign. The Pharisee and a scribe, they are asking for signs. What is a sign? What kind of sign are they looking for? They want to say that the Jesus can do a miracle. And there were many miracles were done in Chorazin, in Bethsaida, those towns where he ministered more time in the beginning. He has done many miracles, but these Pharisees and scribes were not satisfied with that. They are looking for another miracle. So Jesus said to them, but he answered and said unto them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas." See, evil and adulterous generation. See, the thing which Jesus spoke before that is about evil thoughts, evil thinking. Can he do a miracle? See, today, people are, sometimes you will see a certain sections of the ministries, they are looking to show miracles. See, miracles are not the main thing that Jesus came to do. Jesus came, the main purpose is the salvation of your soul. The miracles and wonders will follow. That is only if you believe, and if it is God's will, the miracle will happen. Now, there are miracles happen every single day in people's life, in my life. There are things happen every single day that it's a miracle. God is providing us. God is giving us health and wealth and finances and everything. You know, this is all coming by the work of God. And people never understand, think about that. Well, they think it's a normal thing. It's everything is normal. But when something really bad happened, a sickness hit, a disease, a tumor, a cancer, or a bad accident, or one of those horrible things, when that happened, then they will call and cry out. And this is, we all do the same. But that's not when we have to say a miracle. Our life itself is a miracle. Our body's functions itself is a miracle. We don't wonder the miracles of medical science. It is learning by physicians and scientists every single day more things about our human body that we don't even know all about it yet. And that is how miraculously and wonderfully God has created us. But we don't even think about all those miracles. But we want to see a miracle. A miracle. Jesus said, what miracle do you want to see? This is a generation who is thinking in a sinful way that only you show a miracle, then only you believe. See, Jesus did miracles in his ministry. If you read the Isaiah 61, the first beginning part of the chapter, and 49 also talks about that how Jesus will perform a Messiah's duty, how he heals the sick, how he casts out the demons, how he liberates the people from Satan's bondage by delivering them. See, in order to Jesus, don't come and loosen and untie your knots and deliver you. You need to believe in him. By your faith itself, the power of your faith in God, that God will loosen the bondage. God will loosen the problems. God will heal the sickness. By faith, if you will hold on to God and ask for forgiveness, ask for sins to be forgiven and healing to be happen, and reconciliations. If you have reconciliations to do between people and people, between relatives, between families, so those are the opportunities that you do reconciliation and make even equal, make good with God. So when you do those things, those healings will happen, bandages will free, finances will get better, children will start obeying, husbands and wife will have more love each other. So everything will happen when you ask God for forgiveness and cleanse, purification. And so here, the wonders and miracles are after there's some certain type of people where at the time of Jesus, ordinary people, they all follow Jesus just to watch and see the miracles he does. Good part of the people followed him, not because they believed that he is the Son of God, but just to see the miracles. So today we see the same thing. Some place you gather, and crusades and certain type of crusades, and everywhere there are certain people who gather to see the miracles. But Jesus answered that you will see one miracle, only one thing. That is all you needed. You will see that a sign, there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. So what is the sign of prophet Jonah? Before prophet Jonah was going to preach in Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyrians, today's Iraq, where he rebelled against God and he ran away from God, and he told him to go down to Nineveh from a get on a ship, and he got on the ship and he went to the opposite side direction, you know. But God punished him on his trip. He was swallowed by a large fish, it says. It could have been a whale, it could have been a large fish, not sure with the language of that time what the people of Israel who documented it as a large fish. And then the fish took him and vomited him out before, because he was there 3 days and three nights. It says that no, Jonah was in the stomach, in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. But we have to understand that in the Jewish calendar, the whole day is not needed to count as a day. It can be a part of the day. So what time of the day Jonah was being swallowed? Was in the morning? Was in the afternoon? Was in the evening? It's still a day. So the 3 days in the at the time the Jews counted, each part of the day can also be a day. So that's what Jesus is talking about, the 3 days and three days here. That's a sign, the Jonah's sign will be given to the people of this generation. Jonah's sign was, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. And what will happen to the generation of this generation, people? This is a sign of God's Son, Jesus Christ, will be under the earth or the belly of the earth for that many time, which is 3 days and three nights. So which is not counted exactly theologically. So all the theologians don't consider the days where even one full 24-hour day and three times three 24-hour day of 72 hours, they counted part of the day, can also be a day. Because of that, which is even with Jonah's time in the belly of the fish. And what happened after Jonah repented and the fish vomited him, he was repenting in the belly of the fish. Then he went and preached in Nineveh. And there was great revival in Nineveh. Even the king's palace, king to his servants, to the people, all of them fasted and prayed. And God repented on the calamities or the judgment which was going to send on that city. So that city was rescued and saved by God with Jonah's preaching. That here Jesus went to the earth 3 days, which was going to happen to him at the time when Jesus was preaching. He said, you will see that sign. That's the sign I'm going to give it to you, guys. I'm not going to call the heaven to come down or angels to appear to you, Satan being beaten, you know, or punished. None of those things, you know, blind being healed, deaf being their ears were open, but all those things were happened. These men saw that. Now they are asking another sign. Now, let me tell you, Jesus said, this is what the greatest sign you're going to see. The sign of the Son of Man going down to the earth, dead, buried, and resurrecting on the third day. The earth is going to break up. Well, in his case, this was a sepulcher. It was a place cut open, cut out in the rock, like a room inside, where it was like a resting place of the rich people. Thomas Joseph of Arimathea, a rich man, had this luxurious sepulcher or tomb, where Jesus rise up and come out of there. And Jesus resurrected and get out of there. He didn't need a door. He didn't need the steps to walk up. He didn't need to explore the tomb. He simply get out of there with a resurrected body. And with his body who died, his original body, he raised from the dead with his original body, which repowered by the power of God and with superior, powerful body as he resurrected from the dead. So that's what your sign, my friends, Jesus said. So watch out for those signs. Watch out for the Son of Man is going to die. Because I came to die for your sins. You're speaking, the word you're speaking, you're standing and talking with your sinful mouth. You are sinful. You need to be repenting and believe in the Son of God. They needed to transform their heart and mind. They need to repent and they need to receive Jesus Christ. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Here is greater, a man, a God man, who is greater than Jonah. Jonah was a human being, original human, just a prophet of God. But here, a God man, he came from heaven, who is the creator of the universe, who is the Son of God, equal in power and authority as God the Father. And he became in this position as a human. You look like you, act, talks the same voice like you, but he is God. And when he came, you did not listen to him. People of Jonah, people of Nineveh, listened to Jonah. People of Nineveh repented of the preaching of Jonah. And they were preserved. That generation was saved. And they repented. And here is Jonah. Not Jonah, somebody is greater than Jonah. You listen, people should listen to Jesus. People should listen to God. People should listen to the word of God today, these days, not just looking for miracles and wonders. They just need to repent and believe in Jesus Christ and change their lifestyle, their behavior, their conversation, their talks, their actions. Good things should come out of them. Secondly, Jesus said, the king of south shall rise up in judgment against you in the judgment day. You see, people of Jonah at the time, people of Nineveh, they will be there in the judgment seat before the judgment seat of Christ. They will be there as a witness that, listen, somebody like Jonah, a man named Jonah preached and we repented and we saved. Now you guys did not repent and listen to the Son of God. Now again, another thing was the Queen of Sheba. You know, that was the time of King Solomon. He heard his wisdom and greatness and richness and wealth, more than anything, his wisdom and knowledge. She wanted to ask him some questions. So because Solomon had answers to many things, he spoke more than 3,000 proverbs. He answered many, many, many questions that people today's scientists could not answer at that time. So the queen went from Sheba in the south, west, south, southwest part of today's Saudi Arabia. The Sheba queen went there And she asked Solomon many questions. The wisdom of Solomon was greatest that at the time in the earth, than more than anyone else. And Solomon's luxury, wisdom, and all those things were great things that Queen was watching, and she admired him. I admired the brilliance of Solomon. And here, somebody greater than Solomon. Who is Solomon before Jesus? Jesus is filled with the wisdom of God. He is the wisdom of God. He himself, God's wisdom, greatest wisdom by which God created the universe, is in Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 8. The greatest wisdom God first have in Christ. In Christ is the wisdom, and all that wisdom, he used the wisdom, Jesus Christ's wisdom in him, to create the worlds. And that great wisdom, God gave it to Solomon, and gave here the owner of the wisdom, the origin of the wisdom, the creator of the wisdom, is speaking in the earth, standing us in 2 feet. With 2 feet, 2 legs, as a human body, talking to people, and people were not listening to him, understanding to obey him, that this is greater than Solomon. He is greater than the prophet Jonah. This great God's son, his message, that how many times people ignored, even today, how many people are ignoring the voice of Jesus Christ, going out through many radio stations, through the preachers and prophets of God who are called to do this ministry. This ministry is bringing people to God for repentance, not just to have a program to have in the air, but to have people to come to God. So this is what God intend to do through his servants. We are not equal to Jesus. We are the disciples and servants of Jesus Christ, and we have the message from Christ through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God, that God spoken and Jesus spoken. The Spirit of God is working through his servants. Those who hear the voice of the Lord, they will receive eternal life. They will receive eternal life, which you do not have now until you accept Christ as your Savior. You will not have eternal life. Your life in the earth will stay for some years. Then you die, and your spirit will stand before you, resurrected to be judged by God for all the sins you have done. Your sins need to be forgiven. God has to make you righteous in order to live eternally with God. Then Jesus said in verse 7, 43, chapter 12, Matthew, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house where I came out. When he is come, he findeth empty, swept, and garnished. This is talking about a person who first received Jesus and have the demonic forces leave his heart. See, until you accept Jesus Christ, your mind and soul, spirit is occupied by Satan and his demonic forces of evil. By the spiritual realm of the spirit, by really spiritual world controlling you, that you don't know that, the one who control you is either God's spirit or the demonic spirit. You say, oh, I am good, I am great, how are you, happy, thank you very much, and do a good job, greatest jobs, computers, softwares, medicine, technology, whatever it is. That does not mean That Holy Spirit of God is in you. You need repentance and accepting your Savior, Jesus Christ. And one person, for example, Jesus said that a person who accepts Jesus, his heart became clean. He accepted and Holy Spirit came in him. But then what happened? The demonic spirit left us that time. But later, the man who was filled with the Holy Spirit and emptied the heart from satanic influence, that person arranged well prepared to the evil things, or his heart was ready for receiving the not God because he didn't kept Christ in him or the Spirit of God in him, because he started going after the world, because the world have many enjoyment, entertainment, joy, drinking, smoking, drugs, sexual addiction, and many of those things. He goes after that, then the demon roaming around looking for a person's heart to come get in, didn't find a place. He come back, he said, maybe I may find the same place I came out. So he goes back to the same person and he enter because it was free. It was open. Because there was entertainment going on. There was movies and entertainments and, you know, everything of darkness, immoralities, drug addictions, alcoholism. All of this was entering into this person who once tried to escape from that. So the devil entered. So he went out and he brought seven more spirits like him. They were more powerful than that same spirit. Now this man's heart is horrible, worse than the first time it was. See, sometimes when you repent and receive God's Spirit in you, and then you neglect it, go after the world and do all the evil things, Satan come back with seven times, with seven more spirits, with a lot of power that you can never get out of it. Because you will be continuously overwhelmed with the enjoyment of the world and entertainment and enjoyment and all those culminate in you. You will be, you know, completely under like a big waves of the ocean where that is come and cover you up, because the power of Satan and sin is so much. You need deliverance. We all need deliverance by the power of God. But only by the blood of Jesus Christ, Satan will leave. Once you call upon God, Jesus Christ comes into my heart, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from us from all of our sins. Satanic powers will broken away. You will call upon Jesus Christ and ask God for forgiveness. Today I leave this message. God, come to my heart. Cleanse me, purify me. Wash me with your blood. Make me with your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Then Christ will get place in your heart. You will receive eternal life. May the Lord richly bless you. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Your hair is a very important part of your daily routine. Nick and Robin, owners of NR Salon, are seasoned full-service hairstylists, serving clients for over 20 years. Nick and Robin are working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. They can be reached at 772-283-4974.